Living a foreign, you fi know it no easy. No believe everything pon the TV. 24/7 fi a $200. I know that great me. This is for every hustler. When you push it fi the kind, work hard every day. Just a hustle for your child. Box up if you know there never be a time you give up.
What's that you were saying about finding a big bag of money? What?
Yo, me want to find a big bag of money, like a drugs man bag of money. So, hey, me find a bag of money with Dan, you know. Work, where work I go? A plane, me gone pan, boat, everything, come back, lad. Tired of this slavery blood clot thing, everything I get to work.
Hello, podcast world. My name is Shanique, aka Shan, one of the hosts of this new podcast called Living in a Foreign.
Hey, watch your pipes, watch your pipes, are you? You see, I'm a Jamaica with it, right? You understand? I'm a fly, go,
So I've been living in the US of A for approximately 10 years. I've lived in Orlando, Florida for the entire duration of that 10 years. And me and my other co-hosts are going to go ahead and share our tips, do's and don'ts, ins and out about how you live in foreign, live abroad, how you excel. We really want to start with our journeys of when we first step off the plane and what the feelings that we've gone through, the anxiety, the uncertainty, that plays a big part in how you feel and how you go forward with your journey here. And we just want to explain and expound upon our journeys and share tips and just really put the information out there to help people. We want to be a resource to come and hear what it takes and what it really means to become a part of a new society and learn to win when you're here, because that's the whole reason why you left your home country. You come here to win, and we are going to share our journeys about that.
Hello, everyone. I am Tove, and I'm your co-host. I am an immigrant. I've been living away from Jamaica for the last 15, almost 16 years now. I live in Toronto, Canada, but I've also spent some time living in the States, and that's a story I'll tell you about later. My day job is in auto insurance, but I also own and operate an immigration consulting business. I'm sure you're wondering what makes me qualified to do this podcast, to give you all this information. So for the last 5 or 6 years, I've not just been helping people to get their immigration paperwork together to immigrate to Canada or the US, but I've also really spent time helping people to settle in and appreciating the foreign experience once they get to foreign. I remember when my sisters and I immigrated to Canada, the process was super intimidating. So what I want to accomplish with this podcast, first and foremost, is to educate people about the process, to let them know that it's not that big and it's not that hairy and it's really not that scary. And even if it is, we can work through it. I also value a really good laugh, so I want to share stories and experiences that will make us laugh all day, every day. So please come along on this journey with us and tell your friends and your family. We'll have a good time.
Hello, my name is Trisha, your occasional co-host. I migrated from Jamaica 15 years ago to Toronto, Canada, where I lived for 3 years. I currently live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the past 12 years. Living in a Foreign is a podcast where we share our immigrant experiences, resources, and tools to help with the transition of living abroad. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Together, we can share our collective stories and resources in which we can learn and grow. So until then, tell a friend to tell a friend to come and meet us over at Living in a Foreign, the podcast.
When you live in a foreign, you feel no, it not easy. No believe everything on the TV. 24/7 for your $200. I know that great me. This is for every hustler. When you
a push it for the kid. Work hard every day, that's a hustle for your child. What's up? If you know there never be a time you give up. And if the pressure make you want cry, that want do your thing. You know what be afraid, cause you're guard with the ring. You a walk with the king. When you're living off a ring, you be know it not easy. No believe everything on the TV. 24-7 for your $200. You know that great man. This is for every little squaddy. When I have nobody, when the road get rocky, them alone have to tidy bad day down a yard. Better than one of foreign. When you see another neighbor for gear, like a parent. New York time tough, but no give up. Stay true to your gut when things get rough. Dogs in a Florida, panic corridor. Go and walk with ya, it might make you stronger. Tell them a Jersey, or the creme de la creme. Ask Killa Bounty if you no believe. Tell them a Canada, man's in a UK. Everybody in a foreign, where you also feel the pain. When you live in a foreign, you feel no, it not easy. No believe everything on the TV. 24-7 for your $200. You know that grave me. This is for every hustler. When you push it for the kid. Work hard every day. This is also for your child. What's up? If you know there never be a time you give up. And if the pressure make you want to cry. Sometime when you see a family tell you flip flying for your touch from the scene. And when you reach, you not see nobody. You don't know how you feel, so your heart skip a beat. And now you call up your father, cousin, nephew, auntie. Buy you the world, she a poor yucky auntie. Treat you good at your favorite auntie. 2 weeks past, I know the long scanty. Can't touch this, can't touch that. I know your food, I know your pot. If you leave out, don't come back. Remember a me, put the gun to use them in England, Canada, New York, Jersey City, Miami, D.C., Maryland. Big up the place from me, cause where me come from. And all the hustlers on a small island. Me live in a foreign, if you know it not easy. No believe everything on the TV. 24-7 for your $200. You know that grave me. This is for every hustler. When you push it for the kind. Work hard every day. This is also for your child. What's up? If you know there never be a time you give up. And if the pressure make you want to cry.